News.
You have probably heard from a young age that you need to eat your fruits and vegetables. But there are so many different ones. And not only that, the cost continues to grow the more and more fruits and vegetables you put in your shopping basket. Help keep it simple and get a variety of fruits and vegetables with Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggie Capsules. You get the benefit of 31 whole fruits and vegetables by taking a few capsules of Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies. Not to mention, it comes straight to your door. Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
All right, get ready. We're going to walk down memory lane with the guys from Harmony and our buddy Steve Landers from Bama Lanes. Let's go bowling. June 24th is our next bowling event at Bama Lanes, by the way, on that Saturday.
Oh, looking forward to it.
At 2 o'clock, as are we. Reminder, Brett McDonald will be joining us at 5:15. The Dow was slightly up today. I have no idea why, but he does, and he'll explain why and how that impacts you and your money. Nobody does that better than Brandt and his team at Invista Advisors. If you've never sat down with a financial planner or you're concerned, and everybody should be, you work hard for your money, what's going to happen to it if these current policies that seem to produce inflation, how can I protect myself from that? He can help you. 387-0094. 387-0094. That's the number to call Brant McDonald and his brain trust at Invista Advisors. Back after Rich's forecast coming up.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Picture this. A serene, tranquil resting place surrounded by nature's beauty. A place where memories are cherished and loved ones are forever remembered. We're talking about your final resting place, and it's never too early to start planning for it. Pine View Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka has been family-owned and operated for over 55 years. We understand the importance of pre-need planning. You can make decisions that reflect your personal wishes. Choose the perfect location, whether it's a serene garden, a peaceful mausoleum, or a place in our cremation wall. Pre-need planning also alleviates the burden from your loved ones during a time of grief. By planning ahead, you can secure today's prices, protecting yourself and your family from future cost increases. So why wait? Contact Pineview Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka today. Your final resting place should be a reflection of your unique journey. Take control of your future and make pre-need planning a priority. Pineview Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka, where memories live on.
There's
definitely people within teams that just don't want to play the role of a leader. They don't want that responsibility. But if you're willing to take it on and be that leader, then it's very fruitful for you.
In continued What's Working tradition, I interview my children as they graduate from high school. That's my son, Spencer. We talk leadership, sports, AI, his generation's view of work, the workplace, and the world. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Now that we're into June, the forecast is going to start to sound similar each day, you know. There'll be some random evening showers and storms floating around until they fade out. Overnight low 67. Tomorrow and Saturday, we'll do it again. Not many storms. They will be isolated and random in the afternoon and evening hours. High both days will be in the upper 80s. I think we'll be closer to 90 on Sunday with more pop-up storms. And this pattern rolls on at least through the early part of next week, if not longer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And welcome back. We are taking a vacation from the news.
Yaman.
Which we desperately need. Besides, the big story today is that Biden fell on his ass. And they say he's okay. And by the way, they're blaming it on a sandbag. I believe the sandbag has already been executed for its attempt to hurt our BM, our beloved... No, that's not the right word I'm looking for. Anyway, let's get on with it here. I'm getting silly. It's only 4:08. Joining us here in the studio, and I'm going to let Steve Landers, my friend from Bama Lanes, and quite the bowler himself, introduce our friends from Harmony and give a little backstory on these guys and your role, because ultimately, you guys made history here, and you gave the musician that truly did save the rock group Styx.
Styx!
Styx, who I work for. How ironic is it? Tommy Shaw gets a call from Dennis DeYoung. Flies to Chicago. Dennis DeYoung calls me and says, there's a guy coming in on a Delta flight from Huntsville. I guess he had to make a stop. Named Tommy Shaw. Pick him up and bring him to my house. And that's what I did. If Dennis wanted that, fine. I'm your Uber.
Wow.
And I said, how will I know what he looks like? He says, well, hold up a sign that says Shaw. So he gets off the plane, and there was no questioning who was the rock star on that flight. And I drove Tommy out to, really nice, and I drove him out to Dennis's house. I don't think he blinked his eyes once on the way there because all of that happened so quickly. Was he not at Kegler's Cove the day before he got that call?
I guess he was. He was there making $187.50, just like the other guys. And for a week, couldn't understand why he left, but you know, here in the studio, we've got Bill Hines, famous left-handed guitar player, slide player, and Jimbo Jones, who plays everything, probably the most talented guy in the group over the years.
Come on.
He and Paul McCartney are the only two left-handed guitarists I really know. But
there are a few.
I got to ask you guys, because you're here for kind of a... There's a pang in the middle of this conversation that Harmony's been... Around how long? Over 40 years, right?
Over 40 years, yep.
And you are doing a farewell show.
We are. We've done a bunch of reunion shows over the years, you know.
In fact, we had you guys on sometime in the back.
We were on one of the times we did it. And then the last time we got together, we played a kind of a memorial thing for Eddie, who died last year. And,
yeah, we did a tribute to Eddie.
Yeah. So, this is the last gas, I guess.
Yeah, we'll probably do it.
Has that reality sunk in? Because I think once you become a musician, a player, and you never really lose that. I mean, how do you turn... You're not going to be able to turn that off. You have... things you'll be doing on your own?
Yeah, it never goes away.
Yeah.
It never goes away. I mean, it's a bit of a roller coaster. You know, some guys are busier than others. But I'm still working at it. Got a studio at the house. Mm-hmm. And working with a few folks here in town. A fellow named Rick Hansen, who's a songwriter. Mm-hmm. And primarily with Cameron Dubois, who's a singer, and some other singers around town. And we've got an album in the can. So we're staying busy.
That's good.
I'm staying busy.
And Jimbo's playing regularly.
Yeah, I play around town pretty much every week almost somewhere. And been doing a duo with a drummer named Larry Hawkins. We've had a good following. Been 10 years doing that. It's
And all the time you guys have been playing, Tommy obviously is the guy that, you know, went on to national prominence. But what other musicians have you guys worked with that you would like to talk about today?
Well, I've lived in Muscle Shoals for a number of years.
Wow.
Doing sessions up there.
That's so impressive.
There were several album projects with, you know, Johnny Taylor. And
who are some of your favorite musicians? Who are the people that inspired you when you first started playing?
When I was a kid with a guitar?
Yeah.
Well, of course, it was the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. That's what started
I know
it
that.
All for a lot of people.
I know. I got a guitar and found out very quickly I had no business even attempting to learn how to play a guitar. And then wasted $100 on a banjo I couldn't play either.
And then there was Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
And, of course, Paul McCartney and Jimi Hendrix both being left-handed.
Yeah. I was going to say, you and Paul McCartney are the only
made it okay to learn how to play left-handed. It made me dumb enough to learn how to play that way. You know. But,
and he's played with the Paul Thorne band. He toured with him for years.
Yeah, 30 years with Paul Thorne. Singer-songwriter.
How many of what national names have you had a chance to meet or work with? Anybody in particular where it's like, wow, this is really cool?
Well, we used to open up shows for several different people back when we were the Harmony Band back in the 70s, like... remember one time we opened up for Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
Oh,
and
man.
We opened up for...
they were great, too.
What's his name? England Dan and
John Ford Coley. Wow.
We opened up for a bunch of them, you know, and...
y'all opened for Kiss at the
Coliseum.
We did.
We opened up for Kiss, believe it or not, at the Garrett Coliseum.
That's the weirdest bill
ever. And Tommy told me later... One thing they wouldn't let us do, they wouldn't let us get a sound check, and they wouldn't let us go backstage. And Tommy Shaw told me later on that he got all over Gene Simmons about not letting us be in there. So
good for him. I know how bands at that level can get really full of themselves. I'm glad you mentioned Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I started out in Chicago radio, and it was idyllic because they had the record companies put on, did things that they couldn't do in smaller towns. We had a Fleetwood Mac came, I think it was 77, to play at the Chicago Stadium, dump that it was. And they had a private party at the Playboy Mansion with the band and jocks only. You couldn't bring a guest to this thing. One of the most memorable events of that nature I ever attended. But one time, Columbia Records got all the jocks and music directors and people who program radio stations. I forget the venue. It was a prominent place, at least at that time. And they served us like 40-ounce steaks and all the alcohol was on the house. And they said, we have a special guest to perform for you tonight. Please welcome Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh, wow.
This is in a very small venue, but to have the opportunity to hear that band from that proximity was really, really cool, so I'm glad you mentioned that.
That was a great band.
They really were, and David Clayton Thomas, one of the most unique voices. I wish they had made more. Wish they had made a little bit more.
Yeah.
Great singer.
This may be Harmony's last performance. Steve, this is going to be at the Blue Iguana, right?
At the Blue Iguana in Prattville.
On the 10th.
But I understand you're changing the name to the Cove.
Yeah, we're going to change it to the Cove for that one night.
Oh, that's cool.
Signage and bring back a little nostalgia.
It's a little bigger, though.
Yeah, you know, the Cove only had a seating capacity of 62.
Yeah.
And we would have, what would you say, 100
fire marshal came in regularly.
Folks in there.
Yeah, yeah, everybody hated me back then. But, yeah, we were packing them in, and over a 5-6 year period, you know, from 75, New Year's Eve of 75 to 1981, mm-hmm. we were the place, we were the band.
Those were some days too, because
people talk about them everywhere you go.
Local and regional music was a thing in those days.
Yeah,
you know, in venues around town, and musicians could actually make a living playing 4 or 5 nights a week.
You said they were making
just locally
187.
Well, they were making $200 a week each, and then they wanted to bring in this Tommy Shaw guy. And I said, well, you can bring him, but I'm going to cut you off. You're going to make $187.50 a week. And so they all made $187.50 a week so Tommy could, and I don't think Tommy ever forgot it. He mentioned it at one of his concerts, and I was in the audience.
I got a shout out from him at one of the shows, the one at Impact. And then I had not seen the band or had any direct contact with them since I left them in 1978, because they had just released Grand Illusion and I had the Radio Dream. And I said, you know what? And I wasn't making a lot of money. I was on a, you know, weekly salary was about $250, $300 a week, depending. And I got a lot of my expenses paid and did a lot of travel, which was nice. But I wanted, and with that release, they were really ready. They didn't really need me at that point. And this opened up the door for me to go do my own thing. And that ultimately, within a year or so after leaving them, I went to Florida, and that's when my career took off. And of course, it's, you know, the radio business. Now it's busy committing suicide because it's not growing. They don't want to pay $187 a week to get a good personality. Sorry, Steve. I had to reference that.
$187.50.
$187.50.
Very important.
I did not mean to.
I'd like to find some of those checks, but I can't look all over the floor. I can't find them.
Yeah, those. I went to an antique shop in a little town called Mount Dora in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the little businesses there sold canceled checks by just about every major star, from Frank Sinatra to Dean Martin. I don't know how they got them, but you could display a canceled check from somebody really famous, and they ran anywhere from $80 to $200 or $300 each. Kind of an interesting little souvenir. When we come back, we got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, I would like you guys to share some of your most memorable moments as Harry and as individuals from your time in town as we get ready to enjoy their final performance, and that's coming up again June 10th. What time is that?
It starts at 7, and the tickets are going super fast, so I would... We have them at both bowling centers right now, so they can be purchased at Bama and Montgomery or in Prattville.
All right, and... we will remind me to get that information out there again. So if you want to see these incredible guys, what are we calling this? The farewell performance or what?
End of the road tour or something like that. I don't know what they're saying. End of the road tour.
Not to be a downer, but how hard is it to move on when you've lost somebody?
It leaves a hole. It does. It leaves a hole.
It definitely
does. You know,
but you press on.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because if anything, something like that reminds you, hey, this is short. There's nobody's promise tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I still love doing what I'm doing. Yeah. So you have to thank you for that.
And that's exactly what we're doing.
We have Dennis, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Hey guys, Harmony, how are you this afternoon?
Doing great. How are you doing, Dennis?
Great, great. I was at the show that you opened up for Kiss, and and I remember it quite well, between the ins and outs, but still, two things that really caught me at that show, you guys actually played the theme song to Gilligan's Island.
No.
Really?
Yes, we did.
Every night we played it over and over again.
Yeah.
I wasn't the only one.
I mean, it's very popular. It's a very catchy theme song.
And the other thing was that during the show, y'all kept saying, you know, Kiss is coming on. We're going to save all the freaky stuff for Kiss. And I went, well, okay. But I really enjoyed y'all's performances then, and did hang out quite a few times at the Cove when you guys were playing. So I was looking forward to hearing you guys play again on June the 10th.
Oh, good.
I've had the pleasure of playing throughout the Southeast myself, and I've really enjoyed your music over the years.
Thank you, Dennis.
We appreciate your
Thank
support
you so much.
Over the years.
Thank you for the call, Dennis. Great call. We do have to take, this will be like a 1 minute break and we're right back. It's 421.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Got a couple of accidents already working. Chantilly Parkway at Chantilly Drive. That's the little intersection right in front of Home Depot. We're hoping that one's out of the way. Also, I-65 northbound on the ramp to the Northern Boulevard. A minor accident there. It also does not seem to be causing much of a problem. And we've got Norman Bridge Road at East South Boulevard. Got a minor accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Busy all over the area this afternoon. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
This is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
I feel like the show's going to be great.
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh, yeah, there's a show.
Because this show is important.
Are you engaged to two people and want to make a choice on our show?
It's showtime.
Great show.
Did your spouse or lover leave you for a relative and you want to confront them both on our show?
Sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
It's showtime, baby.
All the shows will be doing it.
Thank you, America. That's our show.
What? Great, man.
Okay, magic time.
Well, that was me. That was a great show.
We got a great show for you today.
Woo! And you can't have a great show without great showmen, and we are privileged to have some of the best in the studio with us, Jimbo Jones, Bill Hines, and Steve Landers.
We are honored to be here.
You've got to have a producer to have a great show, and Steve is that man, right?
He's the boss man.
He's been the man. Well, I used to be in the band back in the high school days.
By the way, you'd only mentioned this, so I thought, I just happened to have a copy of one of the Styx albums that has my name on it.
All right. I want to see.
Am I being immodest, Rosie? Now, in this one, this is Grand Illusion, and it just says, special thanks to...
There you go.
On Crystal Ball, which is the first one that Tommy did with the band. You know, and what I tried to teach the guys was radio, because I was working in it. And I knew what would fly and what wouldn't, and they did the song Light Up.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who wrote that, if that was Tommy or J.Y., and they wanted to release it as a single. And I said, hey, you can still get 10 years in prison for getting caught with pot here. And I know radio stations, because their license, are not going to want to risk any complaints from angry parents who think that you're promoting pot, even though we all smoked it, a lot of it. So, but they released it anyway, and it bombed. On the other hand, I helped push Lady up into the top 10 because I knew how to work the people that would make decisions on whether or not to play their music. That was a big part of what I did for them. All right, Wesley was the first one in, and you're on with Harmony. Wesley?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
This is very nostalgic. This is a great conversation. I was a college kid. My sister was a flight attendant at Eastern Airlines, and I would come. Was it Harvest that became Harmony? Is that correct?
Yes, that's true. When Tommy was in the band, it was called Harvest, and then when he left, we changed it to Harmony, And we had Beth Nielsen Chapman join the band. Yeah. Bill yep. joined at yep. that time. And then we had Kelvin Holly, who's going to be there for this show. And Kelvin, yep. he's played up in Muscle Shoals a whole bunch lately. And he was on the road with Little Richard for about 15 years, I think. Okay. And Tommy Young's Beavers.
Wife. Huh? And Neil Young's wife.
Yeah, Neil Young's wife. And Tommy yeah. Beavers will be there. And he's a Grammy winner. He got a Grammy for playing with Asleep at the Wheel. And
I remember them.
Yeah, they had a big hit album. It was a compilation album. Dolly Parton and a whole bunch of famous people played on it. I think it was a tribute to Bob Wills, wasn't it, Billy?
I don't know.
I think that's what it was. Texas swing type stuff. You know, they were really good.
The fact that this was all happening at Kegler's Cove in Montgomery, Alabama, was just amazing. I mean, I have a sister who's a flat in New York, and I'm in college at Alabama, and we'd come down here and listen to the best music you could hear anywhere. You know, just our Friday night at the Bowling Alley, it was so much fun. To a point that I was social chairman, became social chairman of the fraternity, and y'all are Harvest Plague with Eddie Wofford and Jimbo. And Jimbo, I'm a contractor. You may remember me. I see you down occasionally, and but we would y'all played for my formal, my winter formal for my fraternity wow. in Alabama. And the hysterical thing was, I think y'all ended the entire evening, which was fabulous, with Gilligan's Island, and on Monday morning at chapter meeting, the only thing any of the drunk idiots could remember was, they played Gilligan's Island, really? And I'm going, yeah, that was the best song. I mean, that was fabulous, you know. So anyway, it was pretty. But somebody had just said y'all played Gilligan's Island. The only thing, if I remember, right before break was, and I'm like going, guys, they played the best music you could ever want to hear, and all y'all are remembering is Gilligan's Island.
And don't forget Wipeout on the Zipper with right. Eddie Wolford.
It's <Yes. laughs> a good thing we didn't do the Green Acres.
Exactly. No, that was classic.
Yeah, don't forget that.
Of course, the fraternity formal, that was classic, and for sure. That was too fun. But this is great. This is very nostalgic. Great memories, guys.
You coming to the show?
Beg pardon?
Are you coming to the show?
I heard it. It's okay, June 10, where is it?
At the Blue Iguana in Prattville, at Bammer Lanes.
Okay. And I've got to get some tickets for sure.
Got tickets to both locations.
We'll
do a special request for you, Gilligan's Island, and follow it up with Green Acres.
I'd love to hear that one.
We did it.
I'll record this and send it to all my fraternity brothers. How about that?
That'll work.
All right.
Wesley, we appreciate the call.
Good. Great job, guys. This is a lot of fun.
Thanks, Wesley.
This is going to be great. And we appreciate the calls. We have another one from Bubba.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
How are you?
We know who this is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear your voice on the radio. You guys sound so professional.
They do.
I just wanted to say it's great that you have these guys on there, and we are stoked about the Saturday night show that's coming up and having all this talent in one venue. I don't think you can pass this up to have these individuals perform for you and watch them. And it's just exciting to see these guys. It's just a shame it's going to be the last time.
And you've got to give Bubba all the credit for all these shows that have gone, because none of them would have happened without him.
That's true. Bubba Gaines, he makes all the arrangements.
Yep. Yep.
Bubba, we appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. I'm honored to be able to do it for these guys, and I hope Steve will pay me one day.
He's offering $187.50 a week.
Well, I'll take that $187.50 if you want to pass it along.
Hey, this was like 30 years ago. That was like $500.
Yeah, that is true.
And Steve, these guys worked every week.
No, when you mentioned that number, I thought, you know, at that time,
that's
not bad.
Money.
Per guy.
They weren't paying taxes.
There were entire bands working for less than that.
That's right.
Well, we got some great things coming. Pearl Drums sent us some t-shirts and things. We got some stuff from Fender and Gibson. We're going to be giving away 2 autographed guitars, a drum head from Tommy Beaver's drum set. We've got a lot of things we're going to be giving out. And we just hope everybody gets a chance to come out and visit and see these guys one last time. And let's pack you in. If we run out of tickets, we'll figure some way out. I have to sneak you in the back door. We can do it. You know, we just don't let Steve know about it.
Bubba, we appreciate the call. And thanks for setting this up for us, man. This
absolutely.
Is,
yeah, thank you, Bubba.
This is historical. Coming up, it's June 10th, 7 o'clock at the Blue Iguana at Bama Lanes in Prattville. This is Kevin.
Bill Hines, this is Kevin Gorley. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
Remember, I used to live across the street from Vicki Fitzgerald.
I know. It's been a minute.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I want to tell everybody, I think I was like the first person to ever see you play in concert, and it was at Cloverdale
Junior High 7th grade talent show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jack Davis played the bass.
That's right.
Jack plays bass, and I remember Kevin Glackmeyer standing up right in the middle of everybody to start clapping and going like, yeah! you remember that?
I do remember that. It raised my cachet in junior high school.
There's a great word.
I was nothing before that.
And Kevin, by the way, is a friend of mine now for many years. Kevin, good to hear from you, my friend. We're getting low on time. I want to get everybody on that's called.
See you, Kevin.
4:32, here is Red Top.
Hey, and you guys might know me as a bass player, a redheaded guy named Rooster. I played with a band named Bosch for 20 years.
Rooster, how you doing, man?
And I just heard Kevin, golly Moses, I hadn't talked or seen any of you guys in so long. And by the way, Bosch went to Atlanta. We played 15 years, probably 200 or 300 gigs.
Yeah.
And I'm about to get out and start playing again next year.
Oh, great.
So I might even use the name Red Top, and you guys will hear a whole lot of stuff. You know, Bosch was very progressive jazz rock and played Atlanta Jazz Festival.
You guys are great. You guys were a great band.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had fun playing all those keyboards and the bass was my feet.
Yeah.
So, Greg, and none of these people around here know about that, but they're going to get a chance to see it again. Tell me about your show that's coming up.
June 10th. Saturday night at Blue Iguana.
Yeah.
Blue Iguana.
We are reuniting.
Come on.
Well, man, that is awesome. I'm going to see, that's Saturday week, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Come see us, man.
9 to 12, something like that?
7 to 11
10 or 11,
something like that.
7 until.
7 until.
Until the encore ends. That's.
We don't want to be in Prattville after midnight. The cops don't. They don't have no donut
job. Come on,
Rooster. Yeah. Thank you, guys. So good to talk to you, Greg. Let me talk to these great gentlemen, and Rooster will be there.
Glad to do it. If we weren't so short on time, I would give everybody, but we got like a minute left for Rudy and a minute for East, and that'll have to be the end of the calls.
Hey, you guys. Hey, I was wondering, do y'all remember the Rock of Gibraltar?
Absolutely.
Of course.
That was my my brother-in-law, the drummer, Bobby Dupree.
I know Bobby.
Yeah.
I played with him.
he was married to my sister. But anyway.
That was a minute ago,
I'll be coming to see y'all, man. Y'all are great.
Sonny got up and sang a song with us last week.
And our last call will be East of the Rockies.
Very quickly, I just wanted to thank you guys for being on this afternoon, and I'm going to be doing an Eddie Wolford song in church in honor of you guys and this Sunday. But look forward to getting by on the 10th. And thank you for coming on the radio.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And thanks for doing one of Eddie's tunes.
Yeah.
You got it.
What song is it, by the way?
Breathe. It's an arrangement of an old hymn that he did on his album, if you remember.
Yeah, that's
that. Earth Tone album he had.
Yeah.
So
it was a good album.
All right.
All right.
Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
One question I have neglected to ask every time I bumped into you guys, and I hate to wrap this up because there's a lot of love out there for you guys. But Steve, we will obviously be on top of this going into, you know, the day before that Friday
before. Thank you.
Maybe we can get you on the phone.
I would be glad.
He's hard to track down. I've always wanted to ask, were you aware that Tommy was being considered by Styx to join them?
No.
Or was that a surprise?
Not really. It was real sudden.
It was sudden.
And all of a sudden, you know, it may have been a a week. I'm not sure if he gave us a week or a 2 weeks notice, but Stick sent down a bunch of road cases for all of his equipment, and we had them piled up in the corner down at the Cove. And it went pretty fast when Tommy left, and you know, he had a big opportunity, and nobody blamed him for running off. You know, In fact, he kept us in mind for a good while. I sang on his first solo album, "Girls with Guns." Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, it was a good album.
Look, because we're talking about the final show doesn't mean you guys can't come back on and join us again and talk the old days and share some memories and play some music too.
Love to.
We got to do this more often.
Anytime. That'd be great.
Yeah. All right, again, this will be the farewell of Harmony at the Blue Iguana, Bama Lanes in Prattville on the 10th. That's a week from Saturday at 7 p.m. Tickets for this show are available at both Bama Lanes locations. Steve, you let us know, you know, how sales are going and stuff.
Yes, sir.
And we will remind people between now and then, because this is a special event. This is a historic event, and we're so glad to have enjoyed your company.
And the music,
thanks for having us.
Great. The music will be great. It always is.
Oh, no question about that. No question about that. And I hear stories about you guys from others who have been, like Rich Thomas and others who have been. Rich says he was at the Cove.
You need to come.
I think I can pry him loose on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
The best of luck to both of you. Keep making music.
Thank you so much. We're so grateful to have you in.
And Steve.
Thank you for all you've done for us.
Always a pleasure.
We appreciate you.
I've had a lot of fun there, and I intend to have more. All right, 437. We have another guest joining us in a moment.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, another busy afternoon in Montgomery. We've got minor accidents scattered around the city. Norman Bridge Road at East South Boulevard. Watch out for emergency vehicles there, as well as I-65 northbound on the ramp to North Boulevard. Hoping that one's clear, as well as Chantilly Parkway at Chantilly Drive. That's the intersection there in front of Home Depot. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Good bit of traffic on the roads this afternoon. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Registration for fall class is going on now at Trenum State. This is the time to get your financial aid in order. Change your life. Call Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
1819 News.
The Alabama members of the U.S. House were split on their vote for last night's Fiscal Responsibility Act. That is the deal that was reached between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Joe Biden to deal with the national debt and money borrowing limits. Congressman Dale Strong, Gary Palmer, and Barry Moore did not vote in favor of the bill. Terry Sewell, Jerry Carl, Mike Rogers, and Robert Adderholt did. The bill passed the U.S. House with 165 Democrats crossing over to support it. 70 Republicans did not. The bill will now head to the U.S. Senate to be voted on ahead of a Monday debt default deadline. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
A state representative has made his resignation official. Fred Plump Jr. offered his letter of resignation to Governor Ivey on Wednesday. Plump Jr. represents District 55 out of the Birmingham area in the Alabama legislature. Plump is accused by federal prosecutors of funneling money from the Jefferson County Community Service Funds to one of his assistants. Plump is facing charges of conspiracy and obstruction of justice. Bessemer police are investigating the break-ins of over 30 employee vehicles at the Amazon and FedEx distribution center in that city. The break-ins all occurred on Tuesday. Car windows were smashed and the thieves got away with cell phones, credit cards, cash, and even guns. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaners sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up their dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Now that we're into June, the forecast is going to start to sound similar each day, you know. There'll be some random evening showers and storms floating around until they fade out. Overnight lows 67. Tomorrow and Saturday, we'll do it again. Not many storms. They will be isolated and random in the afternoon and evening hours. High both days will be in the upper 80s. I think we'll be closer to 90 on Sunday with more pop-up storms. And this pattern rolls on at least through the early part of next week, if not longer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
We've got some incredible people in here, and it continues with our friend Lynn Cox. I was here to talk about the Harriet 2. Now, I had not heard much about the Harriet 2, and now I'm finding out that she was in dry dock.
That's right. That's right. Since the first week of January this year, she went into dry dock to have some updates. And
facelift,
some things, you know, going on, and get up to speed for Coast Guard approval. And so it took a little bit longer than what we had hoped for or expected, but she's getting ready to come back next week.
And you want to celebrate that. How can we help you?
Well, we're celebrating because she has been gone. We want to, like, get people encouraged that we'll be back to start cruises June 30th. But we're doing it with a rolling up the river with Captain Jim. Well, he's we're going to give him a GoPro camera, GoPro 360. He's going to be able to take you on a virtual tour of what it's like to roll up the river on the Harriet 2, to see all those iconic landmarks and spots and sights, sunsets, sunrises, and just, you know, be able to feel like you're there. We're going to post this to their social pages, to Facebook and then on YouTube, and we're going to have a contest that goes with this. So, well, it'll take about 10 days for them to come up the river from Mobile on there, but with weather conditions or other environmental things that could happen, you know, on the way, it might take longer. They don't know the exact day they'll pull into that dock.
Right.
So what we're doing with that is we want to have everybody follow along with, you know, the virtual tours that we'll be showing through the video, and guess when it'll dock in Montgomery, what day that it'll come in, and obviously the person who guesses it right or guesses the closest to will win tickets to their Blues Cruises in July.
Is it just the day, or do you need a time on that as well?
Just the day. We're not going to say the exact time, but we are going to say the day.
All right, so what's some of the improvements on Harriet 2? I've been on it a couple of times. I never felt, wow, the Harriet needs a makeover here.
Well, it's more about what's underneath than it is inside. Oh. It was more about what needed to be done to it underneath. That's why it went to dry dock. It came out of the water.
Yeah. Okay, that's right.
That's right. So that's more of that. So there was some welding and some different things. I couldn't tell you the specifics on it, but that's what was going on with it. So
once Harriet, by the way, what social media sites can people go to participate in the contest?
Facebook. Now, YouTube, they can go and watch the virtual tours. We'll have them up on their Facebook page, YouTube page. But Facebook is where they need to comment underneath that. We will post those. I posted yesterday kind of an event for that, but it starts like next Wednesday that we'll start posting his virtual tour. And if you'll just comment the day that you expect it to come along, like it, you know, let us know. So, you
please,
know, that's where we do it.
As Harriet makes her way back, please stay in touch with me. If we need to give listeners updates on deadlines, when to, you know, get your predictions in.
Sure.
And so forth. Then, once Harriet is back and ready, what are some of the things that people will be able to enjoy? Are you doing a 4th of July this year?
Yes, that was another thing. They'll have a July the 4th cruise in conjunction, you know, obviously with the city and their celebration, and you'll get to enjoy the fireworks while you're on the boat. It'll be really exciting.
That's probably
to do
the best way.
Oh, yeah.
To enjoy fireworks in Montgomery.
Yes, definitely.
And
definitely.
Avoid traffic, yeah, because you're right, literally, underneath it.
I know. It is. And then they'll have dinner cruises on Friday and Saturday nights, and then Sunday's the Blues Cruise that they have.
The dinner cruises, what are... I was on there, I think it was for a company party or something. I can't remember. Hi. I'm so invited to so many special events, you see. Kidding. But I remember having food.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the things that will be featured on the menu on those weekend cruises?
Generally, it's a chicken dish of some sort. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll put a chicken dish. I don't think that's been absolutely decided just yet, but a chicken dish or steak, you know, that you can choose from. Sometimes it's a spaghetti dish, you know, just some of those things. But it's a dinner cruise you can bring your whole family on. It's, you know, the children can enjoy it as well. So, and then obviously they have the bar that, it, you know, you will have to pay for your drinks there on the bar if you have any cocktails of any sort. But your tea and water and lemonade juice, those things can come along. So
when can people start buying tickets for these?
Now.
Oh, they can.
Yeah, now they're up on the site funinmontgomery.com. So you can go in and purchase your tickets now to the cruises. So, and we are getting booked pretty good amounts. So we're thankful that, you know, we've had people that have followed us as we've tried to, you know, let them know, unfortunately, the boat's not here. We can't help you right now, but please keep checking back. We'll get you information.
All right, funinmontgomery.com. So, and I got to tell you, there's nothing to do here. Yes, there is.
Of course there is.
And this is a really fun thing to do.
It is.
And are there still slots available for people who want to enjoy the 4th?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. Yeah, get in there and reserve your seats now.
Lynn, we're so grateful you're able to come by and tell us about this.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Please stay in touch if you need something on the air that so we can keep our listeners in the loop.
Yeah.
We don't want them to miss out. And again, this is...
Well, when they go through G-Spin or they go through Selma or some of that, the locks, you know, that's interesting to see, you know, how you navigate those things. You know, it'll be interesting to see that.
Yeah, I mean, I watched not quite the same thing, but I watched the big cruise ship things on Smithsonian Channel.
Yeah.
Whether it's something the size of Harriet or something bigger, that's incredibly, I mean, they know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
You never see them not be confident. It's like a pilot that's got, you know, 30,000 tons of airplane and 400 people on board. They know they're going to be able to take it up and bring it down
right.
to a stop safely and everything.
Right.
But it's still, that's an incredible skill set.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah, it
check
will.
Check that out.
It will.
Thank you so much. And we welcome Harriet back.
Yes.
To
thank
action
you.
In Montgomery.
Yeah. We're glad to have her back.
All right. We are at 4:52 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm going to assume, because it's been so busy, that this is the Wall Street Business Report. Let's find out together.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Wall Street closed higher on hopes that the Federal Reserve may soon take it easier on its hikes to interest rates. Several reports painted a picture of a split U.S. economy. The job market remains remarkably solid, but manufacturing is weakening and shoppers of all kinds are feeling pressure. Altogether, investors saw the data pushing the Fed toward not hiking interest rates at its next meeting in 2 weeks. That would be the first time that's happened in more than a year. The Dow was up 153 points today to close at 33,061. The Nasdaq gained 165 to 13,100. The S&P added 41 points to 4,221. New York oil rose $2.01 to $70.10 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Hello, this is Pam with All About the Bounce. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for a little over a month now and have seen great results. Thank you, Blue Water, for helping us to bring the bounce to more customers across the River Region. Radio advertisement is definitely the best advertisement.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All right, we are at 4:55. Greg Vidal and Rosie Brock. This was great.
Yeah, it's been very busy.
It was wonderful to have our friends from Harmony and Steve Landers in, Jimbo Jones, and our friend Lynn from Harriet, too.
Yeah.
I'm talking about things you can do here in town. The best part, as much as I love the folks that are here, and I'm glad they're my friends, it took me away from the news for an hour.
Yeah.
Because the news literally is some days too much. Oh, New York Post front page. Flail to the chief. Biden takes hard fall at Air Force Academy commencement ceremony. Now, if Donald Trump had stumbled at the Air Force commencement ceremony, they would have demanded he be tested, clearly he's in cognitive decline. You can imagine all the, you know, banshee and the shrieking and the wailing wall. That's what this country needs. We need to take a clue from Israel. We need a wailing wall. So all these whiny-ass people that hate the country, are unhappy with their own miserable lives, they can go pound on something. It gets it out of your system. I mean, I was in a rehab where we had to hit each other with padded bats. We each held one end of a rope, and we had to swing these bats at each other get the frustration out. It was kind of cathartic. It's also one of those things that probably would have been more fun naked, but we're not going there on this show. We don't do that.
Greg.
What?
JD called in right when Harmony was getting ready to leave.
Oh, I'm sorry, JD. We missed you.
Well, he said he didn't have to go on the air, but he asked the question if either of the guys had been in the band, the Sailor Band, and I was asking them as they were exiting, and they said, no, they weren't. Eddie Wolford was in that band, but they were not. And they, in fact, they were kind of in competition as bands. But I wanted to make sure that JD got his question answered.
Hey, maybe later on, RFK Jr., who is really becoming a factor now. I know the Democrats don't want to acknowledge his existence, but he's, I believe, over 20% with Democrat voters. And has been quite outspoken about his belief that the CIA and the FBI and who knows who else, dark sources, murdered his uncle and his father, as we believe. Let's see. Clark kicks Joe's butt after spewing many lies during commencement speech. You know what? That's one way to look at it. I have not heard the commencement speech, but I know what he says. We don't have any enemies around the world, but we have one here in America called white supremacy. Blah, 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 blah. Goes out there and lies, I think, to a group of people that are a little smarter than he gives them credit for being, and then falls on his ass. And I hate to sound unsympathetic, but I'm not. There is a song out. I heard the preview today. Oh, with Carrie Lake. 81 million votes, my ass. It's auto-tuned. It's good. Let me remind myself. See, I have to make notes all day, and I still never get around to everything I want to do. But that's from Carrie Lake, who would have good reason to question that. Let's pay a quick visit to our friends at Jack Ingram.
That's
so proud to have them as part of our show here. Wow. Whoa. They have moved some product. I always check the total number of vehicles in stock at the beginning of the day. And, they're down about 10 or 12 from what I saw this morning, which is great because people go there knowing I'm going to be able, if I'm buying pre-owned vehicles, I'm going to be able to buy something I can trust. And that is so critical in that process because that's why they have a guarantee there. Because the cars that they do choose to put the Jack Ingram name on have been, if we vetted our politicians as carefully as they vet the vehicles they put their name on, we'd probably have a much nicer society right now.
Yeah.
Be in much better shape. And you're listening to somebody who has made 8 purchases from them. So I'm not asking you to consider spending your money where I'm not happily still making a couple of payments myself. In the signature used department, there are a couple of cars at or below $10,000 and payments, if that's how you budget by payment, 5 monthly payment options under $200. And quite a few just a little at or above $200 with nice vehicles like this beautiful Nissan Rogue. It's a 2016.